Okay, let's get right to it. Hour number two, and it's always fun and informative and a pleasure to talk to Gerald Celente, a friend of this program for many, many years. He is a remarkable mind and a great American patriot. They don't get any better than Gerald. Welcome back. You don't want to be mayor of Kingston. Clean that city up. God. Anyhow, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good.
We had a great rally on the 4th of July.
That's first question. How was it? Good.
Oh, the people were great. They came as far as North Carolina, and a number of people mentioned that they listened to me on your show. And we had nice crowd, about 250 people showed up. You know, we had it in a garden. We couldn't do it on the street. And it was perfect. The people were from infants to teenagers all the way up to grandma and grandpas.
Americans. And
Judge Napolitano. You could go to YouTube, Gerald Celente channel, C-E-L-E-N-T-E, and you'll see Judge Napolitano's speech there as well. And it was great. It was a perfect day. The police didn't bother us at all. The Kingston police are great. They don't bother you for little crap. And it's illegal, you know, to do this. But, you know, and we invited, because the name of the rally was Occupy Peace and Restore Freedom. And if you go to OccupyPeace.com and you see the great artwork by Anthony Freed, it's two, you know, black and white fingers, you know, meeting in a heart shape. And we invited Black Lives Matter, but they turned us down because Judge Napolitano was going to be here. Someone from Fox was going to be here, and they wouldn't go on because I'm on Alex Jones. I'm not making this up. They went after me in this town. You have no idea. Well, you do have an idea. You've been in this business a lot of years. Mm-hmm. They attacked me inside out, upside down, but they forget the other point. Oh yeah, I do InfoWars. I host an hour, but doesn't he also host an hour on Progressive Radio Network? Oh, that doesn't count. He's only on Info. You know what I'm saying? These little liberal the liberals have become the new fascists, as my friend Neil Pacifico tells me, and he's 100% right.
Yeah, no, the labels. It's all upside down and backwards.
They're not liberal at all.
No, these are dangerous people.
What has happened with this COVID scare is the same exact thing, but on steroids, that they did with AIDS. I remember when it happened.
Oh,
I remember,
me too.
I'm a guy, I'm 73 years old. So I'm like the height over there during those days of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, you know? And
I put out one of the first books, Gerald, on HIV AIDS in 1991. And I remember all about it.
So you know it, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And you know why people were getting it, and it had nothing to do with heterosexuals. And people doing heavy duties of drugs and the kind of type of sex that they had, where they don't want to talk on. And so sperm's not supposed to go into the bloodstream. Basically, that's it. Anyway, they changed the whole environment. It changed it. It went from one end to the other. And they do the same exact thing with this COVID scare.
But way worse, way worse. The
way
psychological,
worse because
emotional
they didn't shut
damage.
Down. Yeah, they didn't shut down all the businesses around the world.
They destroyed the world economy to a large degree. And this country will never, I don't think, in our lifetimes, make it fully back. The psychological, emotional damage, talk about PTSD, that Americans have been forced to suffer with all this lockdown crap, has harmed people for the rest of their lives and shortened many lives and already taken many lives. Believe it. That's at home.
Look, I came out against it. You go look at our magazine. You go back to the January 28th issue.
Yeah.
It's a weekly. The cover read, Coronavirus, 106 dead in China. And then our next line was, 1.4 billion still alive. You know, what are you telling me 106 people died? What are you telling me this crap for? Do you know how many people died in Australia?
I've forgotten. I used to know. I
remember. It's like about 130.
It's like a relative handful.
Yeah, 130 out of how many people? 25.5 million people?
That's almost 30.
How many people died falling down the stairs yesterday, you know? I mean, they locked down the joint.
45,000 a year die on the highways, Gerald.
Of course.
45,000 a year die on the roads. Nobody says shit, excuse me. Nobody says anything about it.
480,000 die of smoke-related diseases in America.
1 year?
Yeah.
Nobody talks about it.
Nobody. No. More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Remember that ad when I was a kid?
It's round and full and firmly packed. LSMFT, that's Lucky Strike. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Yep.
Jack Benny.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. And but the rally was sensational. And I thank all the people for donating. We very generously donated. And a gentleman by the name of Neil Anderson, a guy from North Carolina, actually, and I never met him, and he left us money in his will to Occupy Peace, and that made this possible as well, to a great point. You know, it made it possible that we put this thing. You know, these things cost a lot of money to put on, and we had music. It was a great time. It was a perfect day.
Good. How was the judge? He must have risen to the occasion. He's great.
Oh, what a pro! Go to Gerald Celente channel on YouTube. He was brilliant. He was brilliant.
He is. He's remarkable. They don't like him. They like to keep him off center. Same thing with Tucker Carlson. Tucker is amazing to me that he's still on the air. But the reason he's on the air is his program ratings have gone through the roof. They don't dare touch him now. Why? Because he's hit the heartstrings, the intellectual heartstrings, too, of America. He's speaking the truth.
Yep. Yep. And
he's amazing.
This what's going down now with the economy, this is unprecedented. This is going down big. It's going to go down hard.
It's going down worse. You know that.
Yeah.
It's going
this,
down
this
way
is
worse.
This is unprecedented. The streets up here, Kingston was... This New York Wall Street Journal just did a story 2 weeks ago. It was a front page story in the mansion section. It began about the New Yorkers leaving New York City, coming to Kingston. But before that, the place was booming. The streets now are dead. They're dead. They're dead. Nobody out. Nobody out. The place right across the street from over here, Duos, they were in business for 8 years. Wonderful people. Gone. Yelp. You know, the restaurant thing. They said that 53% of the restaurants aren't going to come back in business.
Ever.
Ever.
They're gone. Ever.
Gone. And what, did Brooks Brothers go bust today? They went bankrupt?
I didn't see that, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Brooks Brothers, they've been around for since 1818.
100 years, right? Yeah,
200 years.
Wow. That's sad. See, that's a national treasure when you think about it. Really.
But nobody's dressing up anymore. You look at the people.
No.
Look what this country looks like.
Go to any Walmart and look at how people dress. Don't look at the obesity even. Just look how they dress and how they carry themselves. It used to be when we were kids, and some of you listening remember this, Sundays. Families got dressed up.
Everybody got dressed up.
They went out to dinner. They went for a walk. They went out. They looked great. It was a day to get dressed up and look your best. And that was for blacks, whites, pinks, yellows.
The blacks,
everybody
the blacks
got
led
dressed
it.
Up.
The blacks
oh, they looked
led
so
it.
Sharp.
You wanted, they were the hippest cats. You know, they were the jazz cats. You know, everybody wanted to be like them.
Yeah.
You know, they were setting the stage. And I mean, you know, terrible times, of course, you know, in segregation and racism. But they rose above it. Look at Duke Ellington.
They
Count
were so
Basie.
Classy, Gerald. Come on. Sugar Ray Robinson, the greatest pound-for-pound fighter ever. And think of all the other great blacks that there were. And they weren't just entertainers or athletes. They were, but It's sad. They lost it. They were headed the right direction, then they
all
got turned.
The whole country's lost it. The whole country.
All of it.
The whole country. Like you say, you know, the last time I was in a Walmart? About 20 years ago. I won't go in those places. I won't go in a Costco. I won't go in those joints. All they are is they're big self-storage units. That's all they are. They're ugly joints.
No, you get service. No communication.
The ugliness, the atmosphere. Yeah. And that's what Americans
very
become.
Sterile. Very sterile. I think I mentioned this before, but I did. And any of you out there, if you get a chance, there are a couple of them out there. They're documentaries on Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Robinson. And all of you remember Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali was a large, heavyweight version of Sugar Ray. But Sugar Ray was better. He was the greatest pound-for-pound fighter ever. 175 fights, 120 won by knockout. And he was still fighting when he was 40 because he needed the money, because he didn't have good management. But this guy was so classy. Spoke beautiful English, just incredible. And they don't have those people anymore. What do we have? Rap artists?
Again, it's up and down the line. Look at there's nobody anywhere. You like the Kardashians? I mean, look at the whole freak show.
All been done by design, too, friends. Don't forget that. We've been taken. This is all planned, all been carefully introduced, and mind.
Look at the election.
Programmed.
Look what's going on. We got a choice between Biden or Trump. How low can you go?
Okay,
and
now
the
I've got this.
Biden will be better. Biden will be better than Trump. Biden will be better. Grow up.
No. I think what we have to do is right now begin to learn how to divest ourselves of falling into the personality trap of big time politics. It doesn't matter. What matters is the general political ethos of left and right, liberal and conservative. And I'm beginning to say, and I've said it before tonight, November is a vote between the Constitution and communism. And you better get that in your head straight. You're voting for constitutional government and the republic, or you're going to vote for Bolshevik communism, because that's what you're seeing behind all this crap in the streets, these fake governors and fake mayors who have no spine, no backbone. This is not liberalism. It's not progressivism. It is communism, and I'm not afraid to use the word. It fits. It's what it is. Bolshevik communism. Yes, run by the international banking cartel. Yes, I get it. But the liberals that we're seeing right now are communists. Period. That's my view.
Well,
not
speaking
with Gerald.
Look at the cover of two trends journals ago. USSA, United Soviet
there
States
you
of
go.
America.
Thank you. You got
it's
it.
It's right there.
You got it. You got it. But that's what you got to think about in November. Forget Trump. Forget Biden, even though it's impossible. But don't go in there if you're going to vote. Don't think about the personalities. Don't get tricked. You got to look at the bigger issue. Such as it is, we have a conservative side of the ledger and we've got a communist side of the ledger. Who are you going to vote for? That's it.
Again, how low can you go?
Oh, it's true. We're seeing it go lower all the time.
Look at the choices. Look at the choices you got. So again, the whole society is collapsing. Yeah, the whole thing is
by design, Gerald. It's all by plan.
Well,
this is not happening randomly. That's my view.
Yeah,
I think this has been thought out for a long time, and I think they put it in place, and it has happened so fast. Think about this. 6 months ago, none of this wasn't going on. 7 months ago? Look how quick. And the media has been utterly complicit in
it. Well, the media
is the one
that
just here. It's absolutely worldwide.
I mentioned Australia has 106 deaths. 106 deaths
total
out of a
population.
Total.
Lock them down. Lock them down.
25.5 million people.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, this is global. They destroy the place. They just locked down Melbourne again. I mean, this is insanity worldwide. There are riots in Serbia.
Oh, yes. Big riots in Serbia. Yes.
Because they just had an election and they decided to lock everything down.
Bulgaria, too. A lot of conflict in Bulgaria. Lots.
Yes. But again, it's all over the world. We are going. This is the big. If we don't stop this, it's going to be hell on earth.
Well, as I said it last year in the fall, I said I've got a feeling 2020 is going to be hell on wheels, and it is. And the
it
next
is.
4 months are going to be insane. So this audience, I will say it again, is the best audience in talk radio, period. The wisest, the most mature, the most well-informed, and they don't get fooled. They make their own decisions, and they know what's going on. But you are right, and I say it again. The next 4 months are going to be hell on wheels.
Worse than the first six. I'm telling you, this economy is going to crash at levels that'll be beyond what anybody could imagine.
Yes, sir.
The crime is going to go off the charts.
Oh yeah.
And if you're not prepared for what's going to happen, you're going to be a victim of what's going to. If you don't prepare, you're going to become a victim. End of story.
And prepare. You can laugh at preppers, although many aren't laughing anymore at preppers.
Nope.
They were
nope.
way ahead of the game. If you've got a family with 1, 2, 3 kids, oh my, my heart goes out to you.
Oh.
You have got to prepare to feed your family. I don't know how a lot of people are going to do it, but you cannot let this lie. You've got to go after it. Every day you got to be thinking about that. Even if you can only buy one case of baked beans a week, you've got to do it. Don't sit back and wait.
And also, get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Look, I went through a thing. I had a guy running my business that really, really did me dirty big time. And again, black, white, religion doesn't make any difference. Good, bad, and comes in all of them. And anyway, I had to turn things around. What I did is I doubled up on my diet, doubled up on my workouts, and I beat this thing through. And that's what you have to build strength within yourself. You don't go, oh, what am I going to do? And you start drinking more, whatever you do.
Oh, no more victim, no more self-pity. Accountability.
Nope.
And
nope.
Be proactive, or you ain't going to make it.
Nope. And now is the time for whole health healing.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And,
thank
yep.
you. Very good. Absolutely.
So that's what I'm. I recommend. I have friends going through different things, and I. This is what I'm. You got to get your mind. Your mind has to stay strong, and the way your mind stays strong is you got to get your body strong, your spirit strong, and it builds from there. So again, I doubled up on my workouts, doubled up on my diet, and I was in good shape before. You know, it wasn't like I was in bad shape, but I got in better shape.
Well, you have it figured out. Trends Research is the place to go. You're really playing a leadership role, Gerald, that few could even imagine. And I know the people that subscribe and follow your work understand how critically important and observant you are. This has got to be pushed, and if I can do anything else to help you, let me know. You have a tremendous following here. People, they really enjoy your visits. No
question.
Well,
I love being on. Yeah, it was about 20 years I've probably been on with you. At least I don't.
It's a long time.
Long time, yeah. At least 18 years, something like that.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Well, we were both 39 back then. let's see.
I'm still 39.
Well, same here. I had a lucky strike. I didn't get that out of nowhere. I was just watching Jack Benny last night, some of his television programs.
Funny.
Fun stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask, what did you hear at the event? What did people seem to be saying to you? What did you hear? What are their concerns? What fright? I hate the word fear. What concerns them the most?
Getting vaccinated.
Good. That's a very huge step. Good.
Getting vaccinated, the loss of our rights. That was number one. That these dictators have taken over. And that's what Napolitano talked about. You know, they don't have the right to these executive orders. This is a lot of crap. You know, this is against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Totally.
And that's their, and they're doing it. They're doing it without. Oh, I'm telling you, you have no idea the hate. You know, the social media around here that went after me. And again, this little town. I mean, what are you kidding? Are you joking me or what? You little clowns. You know who you dealing with over here? Oh, and they were going to come protest and this and that around here, and nobody showed up. They're all a bunch of cowards. And if they did, I got my team out here. I got to tell you, Napolitano was impressed with my team. And this guy's been around.
Good.
Yeah.
To hear.
Yeah. Good to hear. We had it. We had everything covered. You know, is it going to get ugly? You're not going to want it to get ugly. Those agents provocateurs will be dead before they could walk again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey.
But it didn't happen at all. It was beautiful, nice. Yeah. But we prepare for the worst. And that's what people have to start doing now, preparing for the worst.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. We're at a point now that this country has never been close to before. Be right
Not
back.
Not even close. You're right.
No. Hang on a minute. We'll be back. Okay, and we're back with Gerald Celente. Let me see if I can hold on. I got to do this here. This should be worth it. Okay, here. This is. I'm trying to make the point. We have established a way of life in this country for well over 200 years, and if we lose it, it's never coming back. In fact, every day we lose a little more of our freedom, a little more of our liberty, because we pay attention to and we are afraid. A lot of us are scared of these thugs. They're not protesters. They're rioters. They're communist agents provocateurs. Okay? You get that. I think you know that. Anybody who talks, I understand police reform. There's some bad cops here. 95% of them are probably wonderful. 5%, And every department knows who shouldn't be a cop and shouldn't carry a gun. Bad cops make for bad a lot of things. But without police, what do we got? We've got third and fourth world utter chaos, death, violence, and crime. Here's a Trump commercial, Gerald, that is due to be released, I guess, now. Here we go.
You have reached the 911 police emergency line. Due to defunding of the police department, we're sorry, but no one is here to take your call. If you're calling to report a rape, please press 1. To report a murder, press 2. To report a home invasion, press 3. For all other crimes, leave your name and number, and someone will get back to you. Our estimated wait time is currently 5 days. Goodbye.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
No joke. They want to defund the police. They want the police to go away, and they want to send out social workers, multi-sexual social workers. How many genders are there? God only knows now. But that's what they want to do. There's much more to it. This is an effort to tear the fabric of law and order away from the people and the Constitution. That's what it is. Look,
and
read
about I'm saying, though... But yeah. What's important about this, Jeff, it's global.
Absolutely.
It's going on all over.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And
look
that's
at Europe.
What that, exactly.
Look at Europe.
I mentioned Australia, 106 people dead out of 25.5 million people, and you're locking the joint down?
I'm just going to suggest again, I've said it a million times, this is not random insanity. This is planned. These people aren't that stupid. They can read the stats. They understand. Look at Sweden, okay? Somehow Sweden didn't lock everybody down. Somehow Sweden didn't put social distancing in place. Somehow Sweden didn't mandate masks. And somehow Sweden survived. It's doing fine.
The New York Times, I just did it tonight in the Trends in the News. New York Times had a big story how Sweden suffered and how their death rate is so much higher than
That's
every...
That's crap.
I know.
I'm sorry.
You're right. So then it was about 5,000, say 500 people died in Sweden out of a population of 10 million.
At least.
Majority from nursing homes, over 50.
They
well
have
over
a
50%.
Huge, huge social system for extended care for older people with underlying health conditions. And it got into those big, big, big hospital-sized buildings and did a lot of damage. Correct.
Now,
true.
Now, Belgium has 11,500 people, 11,500,000 people,
uh-huh.
And they had nearly 10,000 deaths, totally ignored. Totally ignored in the paper of record. They call themselves, I call it the toilet paper of record, because that's all it's good for. It's a piece of crap.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of propaganda that they're selling. And this thing about there is absolutely no scientific evidence, proof, that masks help. They're harmful to you, actually. It's a totally unnatural existence to walk around with a mask. And we have people up here, you know, we're in the foothills of the Catskill Mountains. There's nobody on the street. People walking down the streets, nobody on the street with a mask on. Nobody's around you. They're driving in cars with windows up with a mask on.
Oh, I can't believe that one. We've talked about that before.
Oh, no. Do you see it?
Yes, I see it. Oh, no,
it's
I do
over.
See it. It's stunning. Absolutely
and then you
stunning.
Then you look at all these people taking tests, sitting in cars for hours and hours waiting to take a test. And then you look at the other people waiting online, and my God, the shape of these people.
Mm-hmm.
It is, oh, my, what happened? You know, then they show you a picture, I said, in the New York Times, the story in Sweden, and you see all these young people. It's a totally different scene than what they look like here.
Right. De Blasio, you just...
You mean Wilhelm.
You wonder...
That was his mother's name. He changed it when he ran for mayor so he'd get the Italian vote. You know that, right?
I knew he changed it. I didn't know it was to try to hook the Italian vote. That's
a big Italian population.
Despicable man.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, total piece of garbage.
Yeah. A piece of garbage, crap, arrogant little boy.
Yeah, he is.
But anyway, you were saying about him.
We talked about the police, but he is so completely clueless and out of control in terms of running a city like that. How can the guy still even be there? How can there not
be
an organized
effort? It's everywhere.
Effort?
Look at that witless that runs Michigan. Look at the moron running California. Look at the imbecile in Texas.
Comrade Gavin Newsom. Nancy Pelosi's cousin or nephew or something. I can't remember.
Blasio's real name is Warren Wilhelm.
Warren Wilhelm. For mayor. Doesn't have a ring to it, does it?
Doesn't have
That's
a ring.
Funny.
Warren
What's
Wilhelm Jr., I should say.
God. What's the deal in Kingston? What were the rules you were supposed to follow for your get-together?
Oh, you're not allowed to have any. You're not allowed to have. You had to be social distanced. You had to be wearing a mask. This is New York. You know, you have all these strict rules in New York.
Yeah.
You can't have groups of like over 10 people or something. You know, we had about 250, you know. But the police left us alone. They tried to give us, you know, they didn't do anything.
Good.
You know, I want to mention something to all the listeners out there. You know, I'm very concerned where the economy is going. And you know that I will put my track record up against anybody in the world when I call the beginning of the gold bull run a little over a year ago.
Right.
On June 6th. Gold was at $1,328 an ounce. And I said, this is the beginning of it. Gold is now over $1,800 an ounce. So then it's going up like this because the central banks around the world are pumping in countless trillions of dollars to artificially prop up this doomed market. What's going on in the equity markets has absolutely no relationship to Main Street. It's a rigged game. They're dumping trillions into it, and they're dumping trillions into economies to try to keep them up. It's not what's going to happen is the currencies are going to be devalued, and at some point even the dollar. So the cost of items isn't going to go up. The value of the currency to buy them is going to go down. That's how you're going to see inflation. And that's why you're seeing so much money pouring into gold. My gold forecast, you get the journal. I've nailed this thing on every move on the way up and on the way down. I was bearish on gold for over 6 years.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm, you know, I go by what is, not what I want. And gold could not break over $1,450 an ounce for over 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I said it had to break over that. It did. I said when it breaks over that, it's going to start climbing to a 2,000 an ounce. And that's what you're seeing now. This thing's going down big, it's going down hard, and it's going down fast. We're going to see an economic depression, civil war, violence, like we've never seen in our lifetime.
Civil war. All right. Now, that's a phrase that is being tossed around a lot lately. But we're
and
not
again,
joking.
I said this. Go back to the Trends Journal. Go back about a month ago, month and a half ago. We said COVID war, civil war. It's right there in your Trends Journal cover. So they're all saying now is what we've been saying for quite a while.
Yeah.
And now they're all saying the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, the World Bank, they're all saying things are much worse than they thought at first. And that's what you know.
They're
kidding.
Saying that. They're saying that, and they're actually worse than they're thinking when they're saying that. They're so bad now, we're not going to get out of this.
We're not going to get out of it.
No.
No.
No. Not going to happen. Just
actually, the COVID war, civil war, Trends Journal cover was June 2nd.
Wow!
And it's a great cover. You should go to the look at the archive. It's a great Anthony Frieda art one. It has two jugs of the kind of things you get when you get gasoline. Those kind of what do you call them? Those jugs, not jugs. What are they?
It's a gas can.
Yeah, two of those pouring out. One says media, the other says politician. And they're pouring gas down, and it's on fire. And it's COVID war, civil war 2.0. And that's what I'm calling this.
Well, I think there's a trend coming that you probably have already covered. And I hope it's coming. And that trend can be summed up in one word, secession. We're going to have states secede from the communist platforms that are springing up all over. It's like, all right, let's take the state of Oregon. 90% of Oregonians want nothing to do with the Bolsheviks in Portland. Nothing. So I'm hoping, and it doesn't have to be state by state, it can be an area. Most states have a mechanism for secession. And I'm thinking that there may be 2-3 states get together, but we're going... And I know balkanizing the U.S. is not the best thing for it. Okay, I'd rather see it survive. But if this goes communist to the extent that it looks like it may, secession may be the only hope for a lot of Americans. They've got those guillotines. They've been talking chop, chop, chop. They're crazy. If they got into a position where they could actually do it, they'd do it. So anyway, I think secession is an interesting...
I had a great friend, may his soul rest in peace. His name was Thomas Naylor. And he started the Second Vermont Republic. And it
good
was gaining a lot of strength. Oh, this is going back. He passed away in 2012, around Christmas time. And he was a very dear friend. When he died, it broke my heart so deeply. And he was, and this is a guy, he didn't grow up around, he grew up like in Mississippi. He was a professor emeritus at Duke University. big in the, you know, brilliant guy. And he started the secessionist movement. And I really think that he was on Fox and he was on all the major media back then. And then all of a sudden he got this illness that nobody ever knew about, or and he mysteriously died.
Well, guess what?
Guess what?
They kill people, okay?
Yep.
They've got all these things on the shelf that nobody would ever think twice about. And we lost our magnificent artist, David Dees, recently. And he told me, and I was right there, he said, they gave it to me. That was his view. His art would have been so powerful now, they didn't want to mess with it. And I honestly think that he was correct. I think they took him out. They did take people out all the time.
Oh, you're the murderers. Look, they take countries out. That guy Gaddafi, I want him out of there. Oh, you remember the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner that all the liberals love? Obama. Oh, that's the other thing. I don't want to hear that this is a racist nation. Are they racist? Of course they are. Are they anti-Semites? Of course they are. That doesn't make the whole nation like that.
So what?
Because you don't elect a black president in a racist nation. Got it?
Hey,
that's what I tell everybody.
Fact,
I don't want to hear it. Don't give me your baloney.
If I don't like somebody, I have that right. Not only do I have a God-given right not to like somebody, but I have it under the Constitution. Right? Okay. Big deal. Sticks and stones. Remember that? All right. Here's a Black Lives Matter woman from Philadelphia. I just want to play a little of this. Listen to her talk about defunding and getting rid of the police. This is the truth. Ah, got a Fox commercial. Hang on.
If someone knew everything about you, who your friends were, your family, how much you make, how much you owe, all your secrets, and they could use it against you, would you let them into your life, into your house? Of course not. The problem is, you already have.
All right, here we go.
People are in a place where they're having to really be pushed to make a decision about what kind of person they want to be and what side do they want to stand on in history. And it's gotten to an understanding that this is a time that you have to take a hard stance and you have to make an actual decision. And a lot of people have decided that they want to stand on the side of justice and they want to figure out how to do that.
Seeing graphics about defunding the cops.
One of the things that we're demanding is the funding over 5 years to the complete abolition. So we don't want to see any police in our community and over the course of those 5 years. And the 5 years gives time for the community to begin to build what is needed instead of police, so that we're not looking to leave any kind of a vacancy around the issue of safety. But we also recognize that one of the reasons that a lot of crimes are a reflection of poverty.
Well, a lot of crime is a reflection of poverty. So she's just giving a green light, a free pass, a get out of jail free card to everyone who claims poverty, who commits a felony. It's not their fault, Gerald. It's poverty's fault. It's because we haven't given them enough, right? Affirmative action didn't work. Affirmative action will never work. You can't give people a free ride and expect them to be responsible. It's never going to happen, at least not with the state of humanity as it is now. So she wants no police in Philadelphia. The crime will go sky
look, it's
high.
Going, it, look, it's already going
already.
Sky high.
Yep.
It's already going sky high. Look, here just came out from that moron de Blasio. New York City mayor bans large events through end of September, except BLM protests. How racist is that?
That's total racism. There you go.
I know. It's total racism. And by the way, that's the other thing I say. You know, when they say that, you know, Biden's going to be a black woman, That's racist and sexist. How about picking the best person? I could care if they're black, yellow, green. I don't care if they're transgender, upside down, inside out. I run a business. I want the best people. I could care less. Any intelligent person with a brain bigger than a pea, you want the best people working for you. Like what am I, in kindergarten over here?
Right. If these people were real, honest-to-God American patriot politicians, that's what they'd say. We wouldn't talk about quarters.
I could care less.
We have a quota. We've got to have
a
black woman.
I'm running a business.
Woman. Come on.
I'm running a business.
Best people. You're right. Totally. It's beyond belief.
And just to make it clear, we have black people working with us. And matter of fact, there's a woman that ran the whole Occupy Peace thing. Brilliant. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's ridiculous even to say it. You know, it's not about being a woman or being a woman of color. It's about a brain and her heart and her soul. I don't care what skin color you have, what God you believe in. I could care less. I want the best people around me to do the job.
Couldn't agree more.
And they put it out there like it's a normal thing, day after day, week after week. Who will Biden pick? Will it be Kamala Harris? Will it be Susan Rice? You know what? You mean the murderer Susan Rice that wanted to get rid of Gaddafi? That one. Oh, if only women were in charge. Oh, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, and Susan Rice that pushed Obama to get rid of Gaddafi. Oh, those three? Oh, if only women were in charge. Oh, Margaret Thatcher, she was another beauty. One, come on, stop with this crap. You got that witless over there up in Michigan. One jerk after another. Where's the woman up in Maine? Good and bad. I mean, it doesn't. Look at the jerks you got. DeWine, the clown boy in Ohio. Well, stop with this stuff. Look around you. You got that little blob over there down in Maryland. Holder. Yeah, hold this, or Holding, whatever his name is. His daddy was a congressman. You know, he's another jerk.
Janet Mills is the governor of Maine, and we've had Charlotte Iserbeat on the program for a long time talking about Janet. Talk about a good old boy and, a good old person.
Oh, the
senator.
Who's the
network.
Senator? Collins? What's her name? The senator from Maine. She's just disgusting.
Think, yeah, they are. Well, this.
Oh, and how about
Whitmer?
All these Democrats that just voted against Trump for pulling the troops out of Afghanistan and just pushed through a big budget that hardly made the news?
Right. Hardly made the news, isn't it? Hardly made programming. Hardly made the national programming grid is what it is.
Yep.
It's programming. That's why they call it programs. Oh. Well, look, the governor of Michigan is
Susan
another...
Susan Collins, that's it.
Susan Collins, right.
Well, Maine, yeah, Senator of Maine. She's been a senator of Maine since 1997. Why the hell don't you go out and get a job? Why don't you get the hell out of there and stop sucking off the public tit like all of you clowns do? They're not worried about you getting work. They could care less about your business getting busted. They're going to steal your money in the name of taxes.
No, they'll steal your money any way they can. Michigan's governor, another complete imbecile, Whitmer. Good God.
Witless.
And how about the one in Washington, Inslee?
How about the look at the mayor in Chicago?
Yeah.
Lighthead.
Now you, Lizard Lightfoot, that's what I call her. Lizard, well, Lighthead, that's good too. Lizard Lighthead.
Look at these clowns, one after another. And again, look at the moron guys around. And look at them. Oh, isn't Lindsey Graham brilliant? No, not much smarter than Mitch McConnell. I got little Chucky Schumer over here, and Daddy's boy Cuomo, the arrogant nothing of a kid. If Daddy wasn't Mario, like his moron brother, the other arrogant guy on the Cartoon News Network, CNN. So again, I'm tired of hearing race, creed, color, gender. Save it and shove it.
Yeah, give us the best Americans, okay? But that's no good. They've politicized and they've weaponized politics now so badly that the best person, you know, the best people, Gerald, wouldn't run. What the hell do they need
well,
that
that's
brief
what
for?
Eisenhower said. Eisenhower, anyone that seeks the office of president is either insane or crazy. You know, an egomaniac or something like that. Yeah. You can look it up.
Yeah,
but thanks for having me on. And everybody, look at watch those gold prices.
Okay, we will. Gerald, thanks. I'm glad you had a wonderful time. Keep it up. Talk to you next month.
Thank you. And please support the Trends Journal, everyone.
You bet. Take care,
bye-bye.
Gerald. Good night. All right. We'll be right back to run down the latest on the coronavirus numbers. And there's a new viral pneumonia epidemic in Kazakhstan. And we'll talk about that as well. We'll get Henry's read on it. Is it something different? Don't know, but it's far more deadly than coronavirus. We'll talk about that next.